Hello and welcome to The Cryptid Catalog, a podcast for monster lovers young and old. Before we jump in, I want to mention some of the themes in today's story. Cryptid Catalog tries to cover stories in a kid-friendly manner, but every listener has different thresholds. So to make sure this story is suitable for your listeners, here are some things that you can expect to hear in today's story. Today's show contains drowning and being eaten alive. If all that sounds intriguing, then sit back, get a little cozy, and come with us as we open up the Cryptid Catalog. Killian, picture this. You wiggle your toes into the sand as the ocean waves come crashing up the shore. You lean your head back and close your eyes, smelling the salt sea air. Suddenly, the hair on your body stands up straight. You feel the tingling of electricity in the air. The sound of thunder suddenly rumbles all around you. Opening your eyes, you look at the now darkened sky. Through the bleak clouds, you see the outline of a mighty bird flying through the lightning. Killian, what cryptid is this?
I don't know.
It is the Thunderbird.
Oh, I should have guessed that.
Yeah. So let's open up the cryptic catalog and find out more. Giving a slight caveat, June the cat, who very rarely wants to cuddle, is sitting on our lap.
Meow, so if you hear her purring,
know that it's a rare occurrence and know that we're not going to move her because she is the queen of this house.
What about me?
You're the king of this house. Or do you want to be the queen as well?
No, I'm saying.
Oh.
What about?
What?
Your strep throat.
Your sore throat?
Yes.
Oh, and Killian and I are both sick still.
Not sick.
We both have sore throats and coughing, but we, yep, but we feel fine. So if TikTok is to be believed though, Killian, oh, there goes June. All right. June is no longer a problem. If TikTok is to be believed, almost everybody is sick right now for unknown reasons. So it's because it was freezing the other day and today it's 70 degrees, if we're honest. Anyway, are you ready?
Freezing yesterday.
The other day. You ready?
Yep.
Before we begin today's story, we want to thank our friend, Harrison, for suggesting the Thunderbird. So thank you, Harrison. All right. As always, if you have a monster, cryptid, or legend that you want to hear us talk about, shoot us an email or a message on Instagram, and we will, well, have your grown-up shoot us a message, which we get lots of really great messages.
Well, Mommy said that because... Like,
what? Go ahead.
The phone thing about the $800 thing.
Oh, we don't need to talk about the kid who charged 800 Robux dollars to his mother's account.
Yeah, because why Mommy's saying your parents should do it.
Well, most kids don't have email is what I mean. Or Instagram.
Yeah.
That's more so what I mean. All right. So I think we've talked about it before, but prior to the colonization of North America, there were over 1,000 Native American groups. And these groups were all different. They all had various creation stories and different social and political structures, and all had their own monsters or myths. Some of them had the Wendigo, Bigfoot, and Skinwalkers. But
who are Skinwalkers?
Have we not done Skinwalker? No, we'll do it in the future. Well, maybe not, because it's a little bit of a rough story. We'll talk about it later. But the one creature that spans across almost all of those different types of groups is the Thunderbird. We can find images of the Thunderbird painted on cave walls and carved atop totem poles. And they are even still talked about in Native American groups today. Okay, so Killian, what do you know about a Thunderbird already? Do you know anything?
Shoots thunder out of their eyes.
Okay. Do you think they're big birds or small birds?
Big.
Like, as big as, like, an eagle or bigger?
Huge, huger than a dragon.
Yeah. So thunderbirds are legendary creatures in many Native American indigenous peoples, cultures, and histories. The thunderbird is said to be a giant bird. So what is the biggest bird that you can think of? Like off the top of your head, what's the biggest bird you can think of?
I'm just going to make one up.
What would be the point of making one up? No, a real one.
The bald eagle, because I think...
That is a very big bird.
Yeah, that's the only real big bird.
The thunderbird is like way bigger than an eagle.
Yeah.
Some stories have the thunderbird being as large as a bus and others as big as the clouds themselves, which with each flap of their wings... Thunder would boom and lightning would shoot out of their eyes. So you were close. You said thunder would shoot out of their eyes. But thunder is just what? Sound. And lightning is like the electricity, right?
Yeah, lightning.
Okay, that's what you meant. So you were right. So what would you do if you saw a thunderbird diving out of a set of storm clouds, rolling thunder, shaking the earth, and lightning striking the trees? What would you do?
Run.
For sure, I would run.
Or probably if it was like brave and bold,
yeah.
I would probably like slay or something.
You probably what?
Slay it.
Why would you slay it?
Because if it was hurting people.
Oh, if it was hurting people, maybe. But
it would probably use lightning spank.
What? Like a Pokemon?
Yeah, lightning spank.
You know that there is a giant bird Pokemon that is kind of similar to the Thunderbird. Its name is Zapdos.
That's what it's inspired by.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. Daddy has just informed me that it is inspired by the Thunderbird. Because a lot of Pokemon are inspired by real animals or cryptids and stuff. Did you know that? Okay.
Yeah, I did know that.
But I do understand. While I don't approve of the slaying of the Thunderbird, because I think that's not nice, I do understand you being scared and running away.
No, but do you realize why I wanted to slay
the Thunderbird? Well, if it was hurting people, but I know. But it depends. Are the people in the Thunderbirds, are the people bothering the Thunderbird? Because then, like, I kind of get it.
No.
Just like innocent people?
Yeah, innocent people.
So, but see here, well, I see what you're saying, but I'm going to change your opinion a little bit on thunderbirds, okay? Thunderbirds are actually protectors. They're
gods.
They are bringers of storms and mighty symbols of power. In some Native American cultures, there are as many thunderbirds as there are eagles in the sky. In other stories, there are only four thunderbirds. One for each direction of the wind, north, south, east, or west. Tribes in northern Wisconsin tell of there being a massive floating mountain that glides across the sky on a cloud. That flying mountain is where the thunderbirds convene, and they control the rain, the hail, and storms. These thunderbirds enjoy watching over the world and its people. And some stories said that these thunderbirds are messengers from the great sun. Thunderbirds are pretty commonly seen as good creatures. I'd say some people would even say that they're heroes. So do you change your opinion a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. We just had to learn a little bit more.
Whenever they were like dark and terrible, they were like,
yeah, the name makes it seem like they're kind of scary, but they're really doesn't
scary
seem
scary and mean, but like, yeah, this is what I think of when used to think of thunderbirds. I thought they were like this. Yeah, I'm gonna get this guy. Yeah, I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah, but not so much, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, think about this for a second. Every hero, what does every hero need? What does every good hero need?
Superpowers.
Yes, but what do they need to fight against?
Bad guys.
A villain, yes. So every hero needs a villain.
Spider-Man has the most bad guys on his team.
Some superheroes do have lots of villains, you're correct. So every good hero needs a villain, and the Thunderbird is no exception. So our heroic Thunderbird has a pretty good villain. So a good villain is often the opposite of a hero. If humans are on the land, where do Thunderbirds live?
In the sky.
Well, what's the opposite of the sky? If it's not in the sky, what's the opposite of that?
Ground.
Kind of. Think about deeper than that.
Underground.
Water.
Water.
Water. Water. Our villain for the Thunderbird lives in the water. So just as there are hundreds of iterations of the Thunderbird, its villain follows right along with it. It's the Great Horned Serpent, and it lurks in the depths of the ocean. So you were kind of right earlier when you said we were talking about two cryptids.
Sure.
It in the depths of the ocean, the rivers, and even lakes. Now, the Thunderbirds are said to have been created to defend humans from the Great Horned Serpent. Their battles have been drawn, carved, painted on pots, and told about in stories for hundreds of years.
Ooh.
I know. So would you like to hear a short story about the son of a chief who tried to battle a great horned serpent?
It was the road to hell.
Yes. Oh, he's singing Hades Town.
Yeah, because it looks like a very good goddess story.
Yes. Hades Town is about like Persephone and Hades, and it's like the gods. That's where he's getting this from. It's a very good musical if you'd like to listen to it.
Yeah.
Killian very much so likes it. All right. Do you want to hear that story, though?
Yes.
All right. So our first story comes to us, the New York Iroquois tribes. One sunny day, a man named Gunaduya, who we will call Gun for the story, went out looking to fight and kill a horned serpent that lived in the depths of Lake Ontario. Gun stalked the shoreline of the massive lake, bow in hand, watching the soft waves, looking for some kind of movement. Quicker than a flash, he shot an arrow at a large snake-like head that began to emerge from the dark water to his right. Gun let out a shout of joy as the arrow landed true and struck the horned serpent's skull. But his victory was short-lived. He didn't see the massive tail. He'd sprung out of the water to his left and wrapped around him, crushing his ribs and snapping his bow in half. Gun screamed to the sky, begging for help as he was pulled into the dark water. Icy water spilled into his open mouth, and as he disappeared below the surface, the horned snake laughing at Gun's hubris. Watching the last rays of light from the surface grow dim, the horned snake slithered down deeper into the water. Suddenly, the monster was face to face with Gun. Its scaly mouth opened up to reveal two long fangs and a row and rows of jagged teeth. A flurry of air bubbles escaped Gun's mouth as he screamed. The serpent swallowed him in one swift gulp. The slimy throat of the snake pressed in on Gun, choking him. He felt the muscles of the monster's throat work and convulse to swallow him down. Gun could smell the stomach acid just ahead in the grotesque darkness. High above in the cloudless sky, a thunderbird was gliding on the wind when she heard the sound of screaming. Pulling her wings in close, the thunderbird dove down, its eyes scanning the shoreline. She was certain she heard someone in distress. Then, deep out in the still water of the lake, air bubbles burst to the surface. Without hesitation, she dove beneath the water, her thick feathers slick down, making her an agile creature in the underwater world. There, sleeping beneath a large arch of stone, was a great horned snake, its belly fat with its human victim. Moving fast, the Thunderbird rushed forward and, using its sharp talons, ended the horned snake's life. Carrying the rest of the serpent's body to the surface, the Thunderbird made quick work of carving into its lifeless body. Gun rolled out of the beast's gut, stomach acid and fish bones spilling out with him. Before Gun could offer his thanks, the Thunderbird burst into the clouds, sending a rumble of thunder as it flew. She returned to the sky to protect the world from the dangerous horned serpents. The end. So what do you think about Thunderbirds now?
They're awesome.
They are awesome, aren't they? And it's cool that their story has existed for like
1,000 years.
For as long as indigenous people have been on land. Like, it's crazy how long the story has lasted, because it's still talked about today. What's the most interesting thing about
So it's been around. So it's been around this. So this story's been around the world for
thousands of years.
Ever since prehistoric times?
Basically. So
you said
it was since the Indians. Yes, I did say since indigenous people showed up on this land.
Uh-huh. And that's prehistoric times.
Yeah. Look at Daddy and Jim. So what's the most interesting thing about the Thunderbird, do you think?
I don't know.
Sit up.
I don't know.
Baby, you gotta sit up.
I don't know.
You don't know? What's your favorite? Okay, then let's say what's your favorite thing about them.
They're so cool.
I like that they're protectors. Do you like that they're protectors?
Yes. They're like the three caballeros.
Like the three? You know what? But I bet you there are Thunderbirds in the three caballeros. I just thought about that. You don't think so?
But there is a goddess of death.
That makes sense. All right. So let's say one more big thank you to Harrison for suggesting this amazing story. What do you say?
Thank you, Harrison.
Oh, we gotta let June out. Thank you, Harrison. So is there anything else you want to say before we go?
Thunderbirds are awesome. I admit it.
You admit it. All right.
I bet the Thunderbird is even listening to this.
They could be.
On the Thunderbird's phone.
You think the Thunderbirds get the podcast up on the mountain in the clouds?
Yeah, I guess there's a phone place.
Yeah, could be. All right, well, thank
you. Cloud City.
Cloud City. All right, thank you for listening. I am Karina.
I'm Killian.
And this has been...
And the Amazing Daddy.
And the Amazing Daddy. And this has been...
The Cryptid Catalog.
Until next time, remember,
the cryptids are watching.
Thank you for listening to The Cryptid Catalog. This show is hosted by Karina and Killian Biemesdörfer. Written, researched, and edited by Dylan Biemesdörfer. And the music was created and performed by Will Shelton. Grown-ups, if you would like to help support the show, please take a second to finish out the episode and listen to some ads.